again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. Religio scientific cosmology, cosmological knowledge of the universe. Religion as pure science, so that our babies and our youth may have the proper understanding of the universe, so that they will be empowered to bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess, Christ government, Christ Messiah, Masiach civilization, kingdom and queendom of Islam, which means the way to peace, the way to the watches of noon, peaceful, tranquil, no chaos, no turbulence. Through what? Through the actions that are obedient to the Most High, called Allah in the African Arabic, which means to come up, go up, rise up, to ascend, the ascender. Now, I want to go over some incidentals and press on the power that is available to the babies and the youth. The babies and the youth need not know any limitations, no boundaries, no barriers, only morality. Is what we are doing moral? Are we within the realm of morality? If it is moral and we are in the realm of morality, go after it, because we know we will be working to bring the waters of noon peaceful and tranquil. Shalom, salam, Islam, peace, peace. Okay, now I said to myself while I was studying this information, I said, let me get my digital dictionary and let me punch in noon and see what I get. And it came up none. See, we mispronounced the word none. That Catholic order of women. That word is noon. That word is noon that we pronounce none. In the noonery, not nunnery, but in the noonery are the women, the religious women order, or the woman's religious order. They take a vow of poverty and chastity and pledge to be obedient to the Most High. It says Old English nuni and Latin nona, but the African Hebrew noon, or an African ancient African noon, and then here in English is still noon, but we've been mispronouncing it. So since we understand the waters of noon, these women are the seed of life. See, the seed of life, the Po seed from the Dogon, is masculine and feminine. So these women, that Po seed as the sacred divine feminine, vowing poverty. Not that you want to remain poor, but the real vow is to eliminate poverty. Teach this to the babies, the children, the youth. This is their mission. To be like the noonery and vow to eliminate poverty, vow to identify with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed, the impoverished, vow to be chaste, vow to be righteous, vow to be sanctified and holy, that we may carry out the dictates of the Almighty as we go back to the waters of noon. Vow to be obedient. Obedience to the Most High. Obedience to the great spirit, the great energy, that power that generated this whole universe, that energy force spirit force that permeates the whole of the universe. So I kept going, sisters and brothers. This digital dictionary showed me that noon is in the African Hebrew alphabet. And when we understand Psalms, and my father, my earthly father, Mr. Frazier, always talked about how a portion of the Psalms is broken down into the alphabet of the African Hebrews. And sure enough, one of those breakdowns of Psalm is given the title Noon. And Noon, excuse me, sisters and brothers, Noon is the 14th letter in the African Hebrew alphabet. Now, guess what the picture, excuse me again, the picture of Noon is the seed. We've been talking about the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm, that po seed. In the African Hebrew alphabet, the picture is the picture of a seed. And I'm looking, sisters and brothers. Excuse me again. Let me see if I can get some water right quick. The early depiction of this noon, I'm looking at it. It looks like a sperm. It looks like the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm. It's the seed. It's masculine and feminine. How do we know that? Because some of you are masculine, some of you are feminine. But all of us began as the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm, emitted from that watery reality of the sacred divine masculine, emitted into the sacred divine feminine womb of our mothers. The first and early depiction of this noon is a squiggly line with a little head on that squiggly line. So I'm looking at a squiggly line that looks like a string. String theory. I'm looking at a squiggly line that looks like a wave, watery waves of noon. I'm looking at a squiggly line with a head that is the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm. And what is the meaning? The meaning of noon in the African Hebrew is to continue, an heir, H-E-I-R, and a son. And we would say daughters as well. The men and women, the boys and girls, the babies, the progeny, those who continue the line, the bloodline, the family line, the human family continuing. How? Because of that seed of life, germ of life, called sperm, emitted into the wombs of our mothers. Now watch this. I was looking when I found this African Hebrew alphabet, I was looking at the 13th. My eyes just strayed up one digit to the 13th letter. And the 13th letter is Mem. Mem. M-E-M. Mem. And Mem, the sign, the early sign, is a squiggly line. A squiggly line, looking like a squiggly string, looking like a wave. And incidentally, the wave, when you take a wave and elongate it, or I should say, when you take the letter N, because the noon gives us our letter N. This is hieroglyphics. This is Africa Kemet. This is Africa Hebrew. This is our modern day alphabet. When you take the letter N and elongate it, you get a watery wave. It looks like a wave that you see in water, a wave that you see in the oceans, a wave that you see in the seas. And then, once again, this 13th letter, and the number 13 is the number of birth, rebirth, and resurrection in the African knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the scientific sacred reality of numbers. The 13th number, or excuse me, 13th letter is Mem, M-E-M. And this, I'm sure, stands for Memphis. This is the Memphite creation narrative, Memphis Kemet or Memphis Egypt. Squiggly line is the early representation. And guess what the picture is? It says the picture is water. Here we are, back to the waters of Nun, back to the seed as water. And then, watch this now, the meaning of Mem is chaos, mighty, and blood. But that chaos, we talked about the chaos and the turbulence and how we bring order to chaos, how the watery way, first waters, peaceful, tranquil. Then Ptah comes out of the water and you have the waves and you have chaos and turbulence. And that is a mighty reality. And then the blood, just trying to think now, our blood is a watery substance. Our blood courses through the veins, continuing our life. And we, by studying these realities, we are able to see once again life, the power and might of the force, the eternal force of life, water, sperm, seed of life, germ of life, called sperm, the waters of Nun, the Memphite, Memphis creation narrative, and this Mem is where we get our letter M. Man, that is so interesting. Now, oh, let me see this right quick before I forget. The word Nun. I said, well, let me see if it's in the Bible. And sure enough, been there all along. We have just been mispronouncing the word. Do you remember Joshua in the Old Testament? The servant of Moses, who was his father? His father was Nun. Let me go to this scripture, Numbers chapter 11 and verse 28. It says, and Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses. Talking about how Nun began, excuse me, Joshua, son of Nun, begins to get up and stand up and help Moses in the liberation of the masses of the people in that region and territory that we know as Israel-Palestine. But let me play for you the sound of the pronunciation by the Strong's Dictionary Lexicon people.
Strong's H, 5126. Noon. Noon.
Strong's H. H means Hebrew, Old Testament. Hebrew 5126, Noon. And ooh, sisters and brothers, Noon equals fish or posterity. Fish or posterity. So we have the idea of waters. Fish live in water, waters of Noon. Posterity having to do with your descendants living on into perpetuity. Now, the root of that word, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 5125. Noon. Noon.
This is a verb, Hebrew 5125, pronounced noon. It means to continue, to increase, to propagate. See, the principle of the universe is not to decrease and contract, not to take from people, steal from people, destroy people with colonialism, slavery, and exploitation, but the universe says live, continue, increase, propagate. Let's see that word propagate right quick. Propagate is defined as the breed of specimens by natural processes from the parent stock. So listen at the scientific words that the African Hebrews are using in African continuation of African scientific thought, teaching, knowledge, and understanding. Breed specimens of plant and animal. Plants and animals. Specimens by natural processes from the parent stock. Hydrogen. Watches of noon. Noon as the sacred masculine. Nonet, the sacred feminine. The mother, the father, mother principle. That parent stock. That original reality that we all come from. That waters of noon. Now, my brother, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo. Oh, yeah. Let me say this real quickly. Joshua, son of Nun. Joshua is the African Hebrew original name of the one we call Jesus. Let's begin at the end and work our way backwards to Yahushua. You start with the English Jesse. Jesse is masculine and Jessica is feminine. This is a masculine and a feminine work. Did we not say that the proceed was masculine and feminine? Have we not been proving that the universe works on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine? So you begin in the English with Jesse, masculine, Jessica, feminine, and that word ka, ruach ka, kadosh, ruach is feminine, has the ka, ruach ka, kadosh. Ruach is feminine, the word for spirit, and ka is the word for spirit in the African Kemet. Ruach ka, kadosh. Kadosh is the word that has to do with the whole of the universe as sanctified and living and alive with the spirit of the Most High. So ka, feminine. Ruach ka, kadosh, feminine. So Jessica is feminine. Jesse is masculine. You move from that to Jesus. I don't know how you pronounce the feminine in the Spanish and the Latin, but the masculine is Jesus. In the Greek, you get Jesus. Jupiter and Zeus spliced together is Jesus. And incidentally, the original depictions of Zeus in the Greek culture as the Messiah was of a black African. So, Jesus. Then you come back to the Hebrew and you get Yahushua or Joshua. But in the original African Hebrew, there is no J. The J is replaced with the Y and you get Yahushua. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H3091. Yahushua.
Yahushua. Yahushua.
Second entry. Yahushua. Yahushua.
Yahushua. That's the man's name in the African Hebrew language. But his name is your name and my name. And Yahushua, three syllables, is the sacred divine feminine. Yahushua is the masculine. Yahushua is the feminine. There were men and women with this name. This name means salvation. Breaking it down further, Jehovah is salvation. Jehovah, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yehovah is existing and living. That reality in the universe that is our salvation is the power and force of existing and living. The principles, characteristics of life is our salvation. Yahweh is our salvation. Existing, that's the definition of Jehovah, Yahuwah. Existing is our salvation. Death is not our salvation. Only that we want to destroy a terrible system, but we want to bring in a system of living and existing for all. That salvation word breaks down to health, wealth, prosperity, all of that which has been denied us by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. So what are we in need of, sisters and brothers? We are in need of the other two, the next two definitions of the word Yahushua, deliverance and liberty from the wicked ruling class and ruling families that are destroying the human family, destroying the economy, destroying the ecology. So the whole universe is in need of Yahushua. Then also Yahushua is defined as vengeance. As long as we continue on this line of propagating death rather than life, we have vengeance on us. The vengeance of the Most High on our shoulders for disobeying the principles and laws, natural law of life and existing, Yahuwah, Yahuwah existing, Yahuwah, and Hayah. Hayah is that word in the African Hebrew language which teaches us of that energy, power, spirit, force that generates the energy, that causes the energy, that is the cause of all in the universe to live and breathe and exist. The first law of science is cause and effect. And when we go against the cause of the universe, scientists say Big Bang, African Hebrews, and other religious people say Word of God. The Africans said the watery waves. We're all talking about the same Most High that is the generating power and force behind the universe that is teaching us life and existing. So this system is against life. So vengeance is all over. Vengeance of the Most High is all over us. So if we want to have love and friendship with the Most High, Yahweh, get in line with the universe. Get in line with science. Now, my brother, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, began to just talk kind of miscellaneously about various things. He was breaking down chemistry. Chemistry, you break it down into two words, chem and mystery. Chem and mystery. The chem, Kemet, is what the indigenous called Egypt. Kemet is where we get the chem in chemistry. Chem means black. Chem means black. And I said, let me look up ham. And I looked up ham. Remember, ham, Shem, and Japheth. Ham is pronounced Cam, K-H-A-M. And Cam is a derivative of Chem. Chemite, Chemet, Camet, Camite, Hamite. And so the ham is from Cam, which is from Chem, the same black African people. And ham in the African Hebrew, or Cam, means hot. Africa is hot. Fire is hot. Hydrogen is hot. And chemistry. That's science that we're talking about. The scientific, the table of elements and chemistry, and chemistry, knowing how to use the table of elements, knowing how to use various elements with other elements to produce life, to produce science, to produce life. Well, the Europeans, it was a mystery to them. So that's why you have chemistry. Chemistry. Chem and mystery. Black mystery or black magic, as Dr. Gabriel Ayibo is positing. This black magic, this black mystery, a magician is a mystery. How did he do that? How did they do that? How did those black people understand, those African people understand science like this? And then you get alchemy. Alchemy is the science of taking a base metal, uniting base metal with other metals and elements, and the combination of elements and metals raises that base metal into higher metals. So theoretically, Dr. Gabriel Ayibo talking, you can take a base metal and through transmutation, through the elevation of that metal, through adding metal, through metallurgy and smelting, and the adding of elements to base metal and base elements, you get a higher metal. So theoretically, you can get gold by combining various base metals until you combine enough hydrogen that you have 79 hydrogens. This is theory now. We've not seen anyone do this in these days and times. But Dr. Gabriel Ayibo is saying that the ancient Africans were able to do this in time immemorial, and the Europeans were amazed at such prowess. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.